Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Philadelphia City Council's Public Health Committee has advanced a measure that would put new reporting requirements on hospitals that are planning to close. It's intended to prevent incidents like last summer's abrupt Hahnemann closing. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports it was one of three bills that cleared committee today.
Witnesses recounted the turmoil that followed the announcement by Hahnemann's hedge fund owner that the hospital was closing. Former employee Regina Settle says there were clear signs the move had been planned for some time as floors closed and supplies were not restocked.
There were even no washcloths for us to wash patients. We ended up cutting towels so that the nursing department would be able to wash our patients.
Councilman Helen Gimm's bill would require hospitals to file a closure plan for the smooth transfer of patients and their records 120 days before closing. The city and state already require closure plans, but Health Commissioner Tom Farley welcomed another tool.
We learned from Hahnemann that local government and local health care providers have key roles to play in hospital closures.
Farley also supported a bill to let the health department collect data on opioid prescriptions, part of the strategy to reduce opioid addiction. And he supported a bill restricting the sale of flavored and high-nicotine e-cigarettes to adult-only retailers. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.